This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, senators, and everyone listening. South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're pleased to welcome to Pierre in the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerium, and also the first time he'll be praying with and for and over us, Pastor Alex Haynes of the Luther Memorial Church. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today is our page of the day, Andrew Corbine from the great city of Box Elder. Okay, Pastor.
I invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Almighty God, we're grateful to you for our civil and religious liberties and for the blessings of those liberties. But as legislators, as officials in government power, this body cannot take lightly the fact that you, God, are almighty. We ought to stand fearful before you, and we do. God, you hate injustice, you hate sin, and your wrath and anger are ready against it. To whom much is given, much is expected. Those with power dare not misuse it. So, God, teach us humility. Enable us to seek safety for our eternal souls in obeying you, though the responsibility of power, like the sword of Damocles, hangs above us. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Curd, Ewing, Frericks, Greenfield, Haverly, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Killer, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nesseben, Netherton, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peters, Roush, Russell, Sohold, Solano, Stalzer, Sutton, Tapio, Tiedemann, White, Wick, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you to our doctor of the day who's braved such cold weather to take care of us. Dr. Ziegler is from Sioux Falls. He's internal medicine specialist at Sanford and completed his residency at the University of South Dakota and also has his PhD in physiology from the University of Missouri, right? I appreciate it very much. That's great. We're sure grateful that you're here, especially on a very, very cold day, doctor. He's also part of Imagenetics and in Sioux Falls. So thank you, doctor. Please welcome and thank the doctor for taking care of us. Okay, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 21 recommends due pass, and Senate Bills 14, 15, 16, and 22 and recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Otten, Chair. Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 44 recommends due pass, and Senate Bill 43 and recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 57 and recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Monroe, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have five messages from the House that they have adopted the Joint Select Committee reports on compensation, legislative days, distribution of official directories, securing chaplains, and the Joint Select Committee for the Memorial Recognition. No, those are just messages.
No, didn't we have a motion to refer?
That's...
Oh, it's under the...
joint select. But wouldn't that have come before our first read?
It comes right after messages.
Yes. Thank you. Consideration of reports of joint select committees.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules as found on page 53 of the Senate Journal be referred back to the Joint Select Committee for reconsideration.
Comments on the motion, Senator Curd.
Thank you, Mr. President. In review of the proposed joint rules as passed and then notarized by the Joint Select Committee, and after a meeting of our committee chairs, we noted that there could be some improvement to at least one of the joint rules, that being the admission of electronic data at the discretion of the chair. We'd like the opportunity to reconsider that particular rule and respectfully request that you honor that by referring back to the Joint Select Committee for correction. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator, very much. Further remarks? Hearing none, the motion of Senator Curds to re-refer the Joint Select Committee report, obviously including all of the rules. All those in favor of re-referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you.
Senator Curd moves that the report of the Select Committee relative to the Senate rules for the 93rd legislative session, as found on page 57 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Senator Curd, any comments?
No, Mr. President.
Thank you. For those that are listening or here, we have rules that we're operating under here, which would be the standing rules. We call them temporary from the prior legislative session. And we have proposed through our committee of rules different legislative procedural changes that would be joint. But we in the Senate get our work done, and the rules for the Senate appear to be in order, which is specifically adding a new committee. Any further remarks? Hearing none, it is a roll call vote. Those in favor of Senator Curd's motion that the Joint Select Committee report on the Senate rules be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Boland? Mack. Mack?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Netherton?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters is excused. Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tapio?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
And Jensen? Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
Thank you. The question regarding Senator Curd's motion that the report of the Joint Select on the Senate rules, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. Thank you. First reading of Senate bills, we have five that need to be read in open session, and then I'll read the assignment. Just the titles are read, so please proceed.
Senate Bill 67, an act to permit a victim of child sex trafficking or exploitation to expunge any criminal or delinquency record obtained as a result of the victimization. Senate Bill 68, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the assistance provided to counties by state firefighting resources. Senate Bill 69, an act to allow certain registration and permit documents to be stored and presented electronically. Senate Bill 70, an act to define the term serve for the purposes of regulating the sale and use of alcoholic beverages. And finally, Senate Bill 71, an act to revise certain provisions related to a license renewal for the practice of medicine, osteopathy, surgery, or obstetrics.
Senate Bill 71 is assigned to Health and Human Services, Judiciary 67, Local Government 68, State Affairs. Here, Senate Bill 70 and Transportation. We'll hear Senate Bill 69. Senators, that's it. Announcements, Senator Curd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I noticed that there's something in this chamber that has never been here before, and it showed up this week. I don't know if anyone else has noticed it, but I'm quite kind of curious about it, and I wondered if someone could help us understand what it's all about. There's a picture of a really beautiful little baby sitting back here near me now.
Yes.
And I didn't know if anyone else had had the opportunity to notice this picture that's now gracing our Capitol, and I wonder if there was any member of the Senate that might be able to elucidate for us what that picture is all about.
If it be a grandmother, you have to speak up. Okay, a little louder. Is there a grandmother? Grandmother Bueller? Grandmother?
There is. Thank you, Mr. Leader and Mr. President. Yes, I am a new grandma. Ivy Cole was born on the 2nd of January.
Wow. Yay. A true gift. That's great.
That's not a prop. That's a clothing accoutrement.
Yes. So young to be a grandmother, so we should just call you GMA, Grandma. Yeah. Please proceed.
One more. The GOP caucus will meet Tuesday when we all get back to town, 1 p.m. It'll be 1 p.m. next Tuesday.
1 p.m. Tuesday. Other announcements for Tuesday, Senator Wick?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations will be back to work bright and early Tuesday morning. From 8 to 10, if you have any questions about game, fish, and parks and their budget, come have a listen. Followed by Agriculture Department and Environment and Natural Resources to round out the morning. And then we will have an afternoon session. We encourage all members of the Education Committee and Appropriations to show up and learn what changes we're making in teaching teachers for the future. And that will be following session on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Senator Wick. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. That sounds like the place to be next week, guys. Mr. President, members of the body, I believe that the intention, now that the Joint Select Committee on Legislative Procedure has been given some extra work, would be to convene that committee, and that's Senators Curd, Frerichs, and myself, and then three House members will convene that committee on Tuesday at 11:30, unless I hear stinging opposition as to why that doesn't work. But I've talked with Executive Director Hancock, and that's where we're looking right now. So plan on that if you would. Thank you.
Sarah Boland, good
thank
day.
You. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, 7:45 on Tuesday morning. We have three bills up. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Senator Kamak.
Senate Ag and Natural Resources will meet at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, and we'll go to work.
Thank you. Senator Russell, good day, sir.
Thank you. Senate Judiciary will meet at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
9 o'clock on Tuesday. Any other announcements? Senators, please buckle up. The weather is obviously cold. People aren't paying attention, but we need you back here. And as I'm always fond of saying, people love you. You'd be taken care of in heaven, but there's people back here that would be sad, including me. So if you'd please buckle up, we'll see you on Tuesday. We'll have a motion to adjourn.
Senator Youngberg moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Whoa. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you.